Satnam, hello, welcome, Wahe Guru. Hello, everybody. I think, yes, it is March 28th. I was thinking, do I have the right week? We're in the end stages of Pisces. What can I say? If anybody's feeling kind of that you're losing your grip on reality, on 3D reality sometimes, I do want to remind you that in only two more days, we go into Aries, the spring equinox. So we're in the final stages of releasing, letting go, merging with the divine, connecting with our souls. So whatever you, if you ever feel really spacey, that's, you have a perfect excuse. Now you know what's happening. This is the spaciest of spacey times, where the soul is hurrying to reunite with its own divine self and not feel separated. So if you have complaints about feeling separated, then your soul, your divine self, your infinite self, the bigger part of you beyond the ego mind, is reminding you who you really are. And it's available to move into your expansive, unlimited self and to find those feelings that expand you and make you feel good. So astrologically, that's what's happening. And I'll mention a few more astrological tidbits, so to speak. And while I am, just go ahead and breathe into, as we said a minute ago, Yogi Bhajan came in and was embracing us and saying, oh yeah, quite a few of you are coming to the other side. And he also was reminding us, those here on the call and those listening to the call, and light workers everywhere, we need you on the earth. And he's also saying, stay in your bodies. I hear him specifically saying, you will be rewarded for all your struggle and pain. There's a lot of rewards coming for staying in 3D, for staying in our bodies, and being able to access many other dimensions, he's saying. You've waited a long time, and lots of new experiences, good experiences, positive experiences are coming your way. So he's letting us know. Don't be discouraged, or be discouraged, but just, he's saying, surround your discouraged feelings or whatever sadness, whatever you feelings you have with the light of your soul, the light of your expanded mind, and gobble them up. That's interesting. Like a Pac-Man. There's so many. The whole video game revolution started with Pac-Man. So he said, just gobble them up like a Pac-Man. Just keep expanding. He's saying, I'll be right there helping you gobble up the darkness. And that's really what's happening on the planet right now. As the crystalline center of Mother Earth is being activated, which is where the Kundalini frequencies arise that give the activation, our Shakti activation, to all of life on the planet. The first dimension is the Kundalini, like it relates to our first chakra, to our feet and legs. So as the Kundalini rises up from the center of Mother Earth and comes up to our feet and legs into our body, it comes up from the center of the earth, and as the crystalline frequency of the mother are being activated by the messages from source, from the central sun of our Milky Way galaxy, we're getting this infusion of light, this activation of light from the center of the earth and coming from the outside of the earth. So literally what they're showing us is that the darkness is being squeezed out. Like if anybody's seen like any kind of press, like those old-fashioned apple presses where you press juice out of apples, or my mom used to have one of those real expensive juicers where you literally press the juice out of the pulp of the carrots or vegetables or whatever they are. So literally, if you notice, I know there's people that never turned on the TV. I have friends like that. They didn't even know about the Malaysian airplane going down. Now, I do like to follow some of the news. I don't like to feel totally isolated because I feel I am on the planet, and what's happening on the planet is significant, and it matters, and it means something, and You know, I am affected, part of it here. I want to be part of things. But you may have noticed that there seems to be a lot of maybe more intensity of darkness showing up. So sometimes the darkness can seem even more intense on the planet, because what has been submerged or hidden is literally being pushed up from underneath and exposed from the top. So we have this kind of squeezing effect. That would be a technical term, the squeeze factor. We have a squeeze factor going on the planet. So we've got the activation of the Kundalini of Mother Earth, which is her jet propulsion that's sending her into ascension. Another word for the activation of the Kundalini energy, the life force energy, could be ascension, could be ascension-ini or something. I don't know. Oh, we're having fun with these words. But it is, the ascension is an activation, and it is an activation of the planet and all life forms, and the planet is alive. All life forms on the planet, like the planet is a big spaceship, are moving into another orbit, and it's a higher frequency orbit. It's a spiral. We're moving it up into a higher spiral orbit, and this orbit will align us and put us back in tune or in alignment with the whole galaxy, because we've been isolated because of our bad behavior. I don't know. I don't understand the whole reason why Earth had to go through so much darkness. But luckily, we're coming out of it. So the point of this whole aside is that Yogi Bhajan is really embracing us with love to breathe, feel positive, and stay present and balance our tattvas and stay in our physical bodies. And he's saying you'll be very happy that you made it through this time. And we can move with the planet into our mastery and into our freedom. He's saying the freedom of mastery is the freedom of liberation, and we'll have so many choices that we won't feel confined anymore. He's saying your frustration is because of your confinement, and Earth has been confined. So the confinement will soon be released. So that's some of the things he's starting to tell us now. Wow, we already got a big infusion, and he's saying that, as I said a minute ago, he's balancing right now the frequencies he's sending through. I feel them coming through my third eye and also stimulating my pituitary, crown chakra, and pineal, pituitary glands coming down to balance all of our glandular systems. So, the last few days of Pisces, we're getting this divine reset. Divine reset. Beautiful, beautiful. Looks like we still have to keep checking my phone to make sure I don't get disconnected here. Okay, beautiful. So, we're having Mercury, the mind, as of yesterday, moved away from its square to Saturn. We've talked about that before. And it's coming into Pisces, alignment with Pisces. So our mind can merge back with our divine selves, our own souls, our inner soul. So this is the time to really reclaim your vastness, your connection with your own inner soul. The word soul is kind of one of those words, spirit, soul, love, you know, who knows what. But to make it more experiential for your own self, this is a time with Mercury coming into Pisces where you can feel your connection with your own inner soul, that part of you that is expansive, divine, the part of you that seeks to express your love in the world, that seeks to do seva, the part of you that's compassionate, the part of you that has empathy for the experiences of the suffering others have gone through, that has empathy for yourself. So this is a time to feel that connection with your own inner soul, and that takes us into our own infinity and Yogi Bhajan says that'll take you out of your own pain and suffering. Beautiful. So with Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, the 12th house, it's time to let go. And what are we letting go of? We're letting go of this feeling of being separate from. So when we claim our inner soul, we feel the connection. We're releasing our illusions. We're looking at what our values, our true values really are. And we're feeling that desire to return to source. So we're going to return to source with our claiming our inner soul in our physical bodies right now in this moment. So, as we said, we can stay for the big rewards that are coming, and we can just remove the veils of the illusions while we're in our physical bodies and peel back those layers of separation. And so the illusion is the illusion of separation and the illusion of the ego being in control. The ego mind lives in a state of separation. And the ego in 3D is just the operating system. We need the ego to know how to manage things, how to drive, how to do this, how to do that. But we don't want to have the ego tell us what to do, have the ego mind tell us what to do. We want to be directing our minds, directing our egos. So claiming our inner soul is also reclaiming our directorship, the ability to direct our mind, to direct our actions, to direct our feelings, to direct what we do. So we had this full moon in Virgo. So Virgo is discrimination, but it can also be criticism. So just be careful of inner criticism, because that's when the mind starts going wacky. The negative mind starts running its loops. You're not good enough. Da 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 da. You messed up. You didn't do this. All that. So be careful to go into the truth, the deeper understanding of we may need to discriminate how we see things, how we project, how we interpret things, how we participate. So we've had a lot of that Virgo full moon. Discrimination. Wow. Beautiful. So just go ahead and take a breath. I also wanted to just share that a friend of mine that used to live here in San Diego left her body Sunday night. Her name's Rajinder. A beautiful, beautiful divine sister. And it was kind of interesting because I really haven't had, I was very close friends with her and her husband when they lived here, part of the Sikh Sangha here. And so I haven't had much contact with her since she moved to New Mexico a number of years ago. I don't know, even 10 years ago or so. But it was interesting that I started having basically lucid dreams about her this morning early during sadhana time. And I just felt her floating around me, and she came just to, you know, acknowledge me and say goodbye. And it's been kind of interesting because what I felt was this feeling of compassion. And again, like Sharon said about her husband, she's really happy to be free, and she's just floating around, I guess is the word to use for it. And she was just giving me lots of compassion. And you know, again, these are all just feelings, but she was also telling me that she had some regrets that when she and I were friends, that she didn't speak up more because there was a certain, especially one situation, different situations, but especially one that I got into, the relationship thing, where she kind of knew more about the person I got into a relationship with than I did. I was kind of innocent because I had just moved from the East Coast, and she was kind of, and it ended up being a painful relationship, and she was just kind of communicating to me that she knew more and that she could have helped me more, you know, but she didn't speak up, and she had regrets that she didn't speak up like sister to sister. It was her kind of ego mind or judgments or negative mind that kept her, and now that she's moved into this expanded state out of her body of just this feeling of compassion, she just wanted to communicate that to me, which I thought was really interesting because it's not anything that I've really thought about. It's not anything that I dwelled upon or anything that I expected. But I thought that was really interesting that she came to visit me and wanted to share that. So she just wanted to say, to make sure, let me know how she felt, and also just to encourage, since I'm still in my 3D talking to people, to encourage, she said especially women, how much they can really speak up and support each other, because we can't know everything, and everything's complex, and a lot of things are hidden, and people hide who they really are, and whatever. So she's saying as sisters to really speak up and support each other. I thought it was really beautiful. So, and I feel her right now, and I almost feel so much love and joy that I have tears coming to my eyes. And I hear Yogi Bhajan saying, yes, she's here with me. She's one of us, as you are one of us. So it's just really interesting to that relates to how we use our minds. If we get too caught in our negative mind, maybe we know something, but we judge what we're going to say, or when we get more into our heart chakras or our compassion, we can use our discrimination and speak with love and save other people a lot of suffering. And that's what she said to me. I could have saved you a lot of suffering. I didn't speak up. I knew something that you didn't know about the character of this person you got involved with. So that was a kind of, sort of an interesting, so to speak, lesson there. So move into the lessons, the enjoyment of the 12th house, move into faith. The faith that when we act from our compassion and use the discrimination of our mind, that we can trust that something good can happen, something divine can happen, something loving, something expanded. We can get the bigger picture. We can move out of the grip, the fearful grip of the ego that says, no, 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 out of our fear into open-heartedness, into an open-mindedness, So I think that's really beautiful. So breathe. A lot. Thank you. Thank you, Regina, for coming to visit me. I appreciate that. Wow, it was unexpected. So, some of the things that we've been talking about for a brief review, since last week didn't get recorded, we talked about in these last stages of Pisces, we talked about that the stages from absolute connection with the divine being merged with God or Godhead, whatever you want to call it, the stages of separation, the yogi tells us there's about 31 stages of separation from divine absolute consciousness down into these physical dimensions. And the last five stages that coalesce into matter are called tattvas. So there's 31 layers of creation, the last five of which are the tattvas, which are ether, water, air, fire, and earth. So we use the mind to balance the tattvas. So we have to remember that with the Pisces energy, the mind connects us with the universal mind, or connects us with the infinite, or connects us with all that is. So we want to make sure that we move into that expanded state, and the mind is what balances these last five stages of creation, so that we can stay identified with the expansion, with the infinite, with the divinity, with our inner soul, with the part of us that allows us to feel the beautiful feelings of compassion and love and divinity in our bodies, and also be connected to the physical plane. So it's a balance between how we stay connected and balanced in the physical and connected with the divine. So we don't just merge completely with the divine and forget about the physical, or stay so focused on the physical that we forget about the divine. And it's the tattvas that maintain that balance. So this, it's the that's the way to work, to direct the mind to be balanced so that we can stay in a state of happiness and grace and dignity and divinity and all those wonderful things. Okay, so the final tattva, the earth, is what creates the structure. So what's happening with moving into this new consciousness, the ascension, Aquarian age, whatever we want to call it, is like earth is its base structure, it's being restructured. Its base element, its base tattva, the earth element, is being restructured. So there's, as I said, there's a lot of chaos and confusion on earth right now because people that have been too focused on thinking that the earth tattva was all there was, like, you know, as example, the bankers or whatever that thought money was everything or money could be used to control the earth, it's creating a lot of chaos. So this is the time when all the tattvas are being realigned and jumbled up, so there can be a lot of confusion for people. And I just saw on the internet that another young banker jumped out of the window and killed himself, which is actually really sad. That was 28 years old, that somebody that young was so, programmed to think, to value the money, the banking system, to such a great extent that when, I guess, whatever it was, he's losing his job or some things he had done were coming under question, that he had to completely lose his connection with his own soul, his inner soul. So that's an extreme example about what we may be seeing around us as this the polarities are being readjusted between earth and the ethers. The layers of Maya, 31 layers. So everything's being all redone in relationship to the basically crystalline kundalini divine light structures. So we're being recalibrated. So everything's in recalibration. We're in recalibration time. So I wanted to go over. I wanted to go over what we talked about, the conditions of the soul separating from the divine to embody in 3D. So the soul had, when the creator decided to make the creation and separate from himself, so to speak, to have more experiences, there were three conditions for the soul to separate. And the first one was each soul, embodied soul, would be given a certain amount of prana, or a certain amount of time frame to be separated from the divine. And each soul, embodied soul, would be given a subtle body. So we know that's the ninth body, the meditative mind. And so the reason that each soul can be given, is given a subtle body, a meditative mind, is so that everyone can tune, have the ability to tune into the higher frequencies of the divine, to live a peaceful, unique, and excellent life, and to be in connection with the bigger picture, so to speak, feel the connection of everything, and to have experiences with grace rather than being, you know, very knocked off center by things. And then the third condition was every embodied soul is given a mind, and that's what we've been talking a lot about. And the mind was meant to act as a servant. And with the mind, the soul has the ability to experience God. The mind can merge with the mind of God. And then, from that point of view, tune into the earth and balance the tattvas. And then this experience can create an alignment with who we are, as our characters, as our activities, what we want to do at any given time. So those are the three qualities. Okay, I think my phone is charged. I'm plugging my phone there. So we're going to chant call a call to release souls known and unknown that have left their physical body at this time and merge with their divine selves. And let me see here. And then we'll chant another chant. So here we go. Well, this is just 3 minutes. I guess I'm recorded for longer.
I am you. I am. I am beautiful. I am. I am.
Focus on your third eye and allow your crown chakra to open, receiving the bliss, the amrita, the nectar. And exhale, let all the good feelings come down into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes, move your shoulders, breathe, and let go. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. That was really, really lovely. I got lost. Would anybody like to share? I appreciated the calls and the call a call. And yeah, I feel a divine infusion right now. Would anybody like to share anything that they're feeling?
Thank you for all of the nice calls. It was wonderful, and just what we did was just perfect, you know. And then when you were saying just feel it all, like it was just flowing just perfectly. It was just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
Great. Karen, this song was so appropriate. I couldn't even contain the happiness and the bliss I had in my heart. I stood up and started dancing. My parents are like, what? I just danced the whole entire time. I'm about out of breath. It was beautiful. It was absolutely appropriate. It's perfect for this time. We are bountiful. Yeah. We are beautiful. And we are believers. We do. We are.
Yeah.
Yay. I loved it.
Thank you. It was just like it filled you up.
Thank you, Linda. Well,
I'm really happy we're all here together, and I was just laughing about what Yogi Bhajan was taking his finger at us. Now, don't you get any idea that you're going to leave your body.
But we do get ideas sometimes.
I know. He goes, I know what you're thinking. I don't think I can read this thought. You don't know me very well. I see him smiling and thanking all of us. So.
Well, thank you. We want to thank him for the beautiful energy that he shared with us. And I want to thank you, Kieran.
Yes, I have missed you guys so much. This last Tuesday was just such a rough thing. I knew it felt like I was missing a big part of me. Not to me.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, Linda. Are you doing okay with your new house and everything?
Oh, we're not there yet. We sign all the papers tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's moving on the same day. So it's two places all at once. It's
kind of
wild.
Well, we'll hold you in prayer for your signing of the papers and your moving day.
And how about for my little birdie so he can be calm? He had a really rough time the last few days.
Okay, well, we'll hold your bird and everything around you in a state of equilibrium. Balanced hot bird. How about that?
better.
Balanced bird feather hot bird.
Linda, are you moving to the new house or are you selling the old house?
We're selling the old house and moving to the new house all at once.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's
the great
thing.
That's wonderful. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Wow. Excellent. Well, wonderful call, everybody. We'll look forward to getting the website updated, too. I'm feeling really good about this call. Yogi Bhajan's saying to just keep focusing on balancing the pineal and pituitary glands, which basically means focusing on your third eye when you meditate. And then as you exhale, he's saying allow the pia-brita from the brain to come back and connect to your body all the way down to your feet. So let's do that for us. For this week is to feel the flow. Feel the flow and feel the glow. Feel the light of our inner soul. He said that, yeah, that's a good mantra to do this week. The light of the soul. It's by Guru Das Kar.
Thank you,
Sarah. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.